You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Christ demands that we come to Him with a willingness to leave all that is in this world. He demands that we be all for Him. Anything less than total commitment to the Lord is not acceptable. Anything less than your full devotion to Him will not be acceptable. So as you go about your daily life, put God first. Turn your back on the world. Turn your back on sin. And walk in habitual fellowship with Jesus Christ. Let your walk be on that in obedience to the Lord.
Who do you depend on when life gets tough? Who do you depend on when you see nothing but trouble and chaos around you? Who do you depend on when you have no strength? Who is it that you depend on when you're faced with circumstances that you can do nothing about? Well, today, people of God, I want to encourage you to depend on God. Depend on a God who has given us wonderful promises in the Bible. Promises that should lift us up when life tries to push us down. Promises that should bring peace to our hearts, even if our external environment is tumultuous. God's promises are what you and I should depend on because God is a faithful God. He's a God who keeps His word because He is truth. Now I pray that this message will serve as a reminder to each and every believer listening. I want you to know that when you begin to trust in God's promises, you'll realize that you are well taken care of. You will lack for nothing. And for those who may be wondering, what are these promises? Allow me to remind you what the Bible says. In Isaiah 41, verse 13, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you." This is a promise. A promise for those seasons in life when you feel as though you can't get a break. It's a promise that God Almighty will help you. The Lord will come to your aid. He will be your support. He will be your pillar of strength. Isaiah 40, verse 29 says, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength." This is a promise for us to hold on to in times of weakness. God will give strength to the weary. He will help you to stand when times get tough. He will help you to move forward when it looks like you are about to be overwhelmed. In Exodus 14, verse 14, the Bible says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." This is a promise for us, a promise of safety. God will fight your battles. He will fight our battles, and we need to only hold our peace. And so there's no need to go back and forth trying to fight here and there and everywhere. Instead, let God work on your behalf. because we have a promise that the battle you face belongs to the Lord. The Bible in Philippians 4, verse 19 says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." This is a promise for provision. If you have a need, God can meet that need. This doesn't mean you will have everything you want, but in Jesus Christ, you will have everything that you can ever need. So I encourage you to get to know God's promises. Get to know them and hold on to his promises.
There's one thing to come to terms with in life. It's the reality that life is unpredictable. But here's the thing. I am so grateful for the fact that in this ever-changing life, we have a never-changing God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
He doesn't change. He healed thousands of years ago on this earth, and he still heals today. He loved those considered to be unlovable, those considered to be outcasts and rejects, and he still loves those same people today. He spoke the words, "Peace be still," and the storm bowed down. And I believe he can and will speak those very same words in the middle of your storm today. That's why when life happens, you can stand strong in the Lord. Don't allow life's challenges to shake your faith in God. Stand strong in the Lord. Stand and let him fight your battles. He has promised that the deep waters won't drown us. And when we go through the fire, we will not be burnt. So whether you're in the lion's den today or facing Pharaoh tomorrow, stand strong in your deliverer who is Jesus. We can trust him. We can rely on him. We can depend, learn, and stand strong in the Lord. But I'm not saying it will be easy. I'm not saying it won't be tough. But with God, it's possible.
In Mark chapter 10, we're introduced to a blind beggar who sat by a certain road begging. Now, when he heard that Jesus was in the area, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus could have easily felt discouraged by the people who wanted to shut him up, but he wasn't moved by their indifference or their lack of empathy. Instead, he had his eyes fixed on Jesus and was determined to have an encounter with him. After Jesus asked Bartimaeus what he wanted, he replied that he wanted to receive his sight. Jesus healed him and his sight was restored immediately. Every single one of us has experienced heartache, loss, tragedy, or a challenging period in our lives. Maybe you lost your job and are struggling financially, or you're dealing with broken relationships within your family. Maybe you lost someone you love due to an illness or a disaster, or you've been hurt by people that you thought cared about you and loved you. Maybe everything that you had planned did not work out, and instead you seem to experience one failure after another. As hard as it seems, do not let go of God. If your marriage is in trouble, hold on to God. If the world around you seems to be falling apart, hold on to the Lord. Yes, the future is uncertain. It's unknown. But you should still hold on to Jesus. Regardless of what comes, regardless of who doesn't come, hold on to the Lord, because He will get you through it all.
It's no secret. All of us. We face struggles. We face the struggles of decisions. We struggle with the decisions of doing right and wrong. We struggle with making good or bad choices. Decisions of telling the truth or telling a lie. At times, even the decision to pray now or later, or even tomorrow, can be a struggle. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I even struggle with this flesh. In other words, I have the desire to do what's good, yet I still seem to keep coming up short when it comes to living righteously. And I'm being real. The struggle of sin is real. And I wonder if anyone else has ever reached a point whereby you're tired of struggling, so tired of falling, tired of struggling to do right, trying to live right, and yet nothing seems to turn out right. Simply tired of messing up. Well, the word I'd like to give you is that this struggle is for your good. It's for your good because if you think of your faith like it's a muscle, how do you build muscle strength? How do you build muscle endurance? Through resistance. Resistance means struggling. And likewise for us as Christians, to build our strength, to build our faith, we need to resist the devil. We need to go through some struggles. We need to fight against the tempting ways of this world. And believe me, it's a fight. It's a fight when your spirit man is saying no, but your flesh is saying yes. It's a fight when you want and need to be strong, but you feel so weak. It's a fight to press on when you feel like giving up. And I encourage you, don't you dare give up. Luke 10:17 says, I have given you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, you may not be trampling over serpents and scorpions, but you can be trampling over weakness, trampling over temptations, trampling over sinful desires. Life is truly about choices. Where are your choices leading you? Will you accept that this is a struggle but choose to still believe God for a way out? Will you still choose to worship, to pray? Yesterday is in the past, and yes, we struggle with our decisions, but we have power over the enemy. We have been given power to defeat anything and everything that may tempt us to make the wrong choice and risk our relationship with God. And so understand me, it's okay to struggle with making the right decisions, but remember that although you may struggle, ultimately you have the power to overcome and be triumphant.
As we face life's challenges, our first impulse might be to surrender or to simply give up and let it be. And I understand that sometimes. I understand that sometimes you can get to the point of just asking the question, God, why me? Why am I not married yet? Why did I have to be sick? Why can't I make as much money as they are? And while we may be stressed and pressed on every side, I'd like to recommend something to you. I would like to give you a formula that might help if you find yourself in that situation. I would like to encourage you to stand strong in the Lord, because it is He who goes before you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And that makes Him so dependable. That's what should give you the tenacity to stand strong in faith. Our Lord has a track record that's unmatched, one that stood the test of time. So despite the chaos, despite everyone else getting married, despite that job interview coming back as a no, keep standing strong in the Lord.
But if there's one thing to come to terms with in life, it's the reality that life is unpredictable. But here's the thing. I am so grateful for the fact that in this ever-changing life, We have a never-changing God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. He healed thousands of years ago on this earth, and he still heals today. He loved those considered to be unlovable, those considered to be outcasts and rejects, and he still loves those same people today. He spoke the words, "Peace be still," and the storm bowed down. And I believe he can and will speak those very same words in the middle of your storm today. That's why when life happens, you can stand strong in the Lord. Don't allow life's challenges to shake your faith in God. Stand strong in the Lord. Stand and let him fight your battles. He has promised that the deep waters won't drown us. And when we go through the fire, we will not be burnt. So whether you're in the lion's den today or facing Pharaoh tomorrow, stand strong in your deliverer who is Jesus. We can trust him. We can rely on him. We can depend, learn, and stand strong in the Lord. But I'm not saying it will be easy. I'm not saying it won't be tough. But with God, it's possible.
He who started a good work in us will see it through to the end. Reach out to him by faith. Be constant in prayer. Be relentless in your faith and watch him move in seemingly impossible ways. Now, this isn't just a quick fix. There needs to be some persistence. You need some tenacity to stand strong in the Lord. To stand and believe, to stand and wait for what he has promised. Because when you stand, you're making sure that there is no temptation that can overtake you. You're making it known to the enemy that you trust God to have already provided a way of escape, even if you can't see it. You're guaranteed victory when you stand strong in the Lord. And the thing about standing strong in God is that it does take practice. It takes a maturity of faith for you to be able to stand strong as a Christian. You go through one trial and God makes a way. You go through a tougher trial and your belief is stronger, but it's tested. Yet God still makes a way. It's a maturing of faith. And one of the keys to growth in terms of your faith in God is that it takes you actually cultivating a relationship with Jesus Christ. He invites you to know him. He invites you to seek, knock, and ask. But with that, your effort is required. You have to make the effort. You have to discipline yourself to read his word, to pray daily. It takes daily communion with him. You have to count your blessings and shift your perspective so that you're filled with thanksgiving for all that he has done.
Are you praying while things are still good? Or do you only pray when you need something? Check your heart. Because if you really believe, if you truly believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then like the book of Matthew says, if any man wants to follow God, he must deny himself and take up his cross. If you really believe, then you need to turn to God daily, not only in hard times. If you really believe, then you would live a life where you know you're not perfect. But when you're weak, when you are tempted, your strength is found in God. If you really believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, then give him the throne to your heart. Walk by faith, not by sight. Do not be an unbelieving believer. Be all the way, all in, for Christ.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." What an amazing promise. At different points in my life, and even now, I have to go back and contemplate on what the Lord has already done. I can ponder on the times that he helped me pass a test in college, or healed me of an illness, giving me that job I've prayed for, and even granted me the little things that I've asked for. All of these things required and took faith. With each one, God built my faith more and more. After each battle, my faith grew more and more. We, as children of God, have to learn to flex our faith muscles and use faith everywhere and all the time. We serve the God that called time into being. His very word holds the stars in the sky and keeps the planets in alignment. We serve a God that sits on the circle of the earth and knows the numbers of hairs on our heads and the measure of tears that we have cried. He is a God of the impossible. He is the great I am. Nothing is too hard for him. Saints of God, work your faith and believe God to do the impossible. Matthew 17, verse 20. Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. This is a powerful reminder of how mighty faith is. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, the Bible tells of a time when Jesus was hungry and went to eat figs from off a tree. It was a time of year where the tree should have been in full bloom, but it was barren and yielded no fruit. Jesus rebuked the tree and said, "From this time forward, you will never grow any more fruit forever." Immediately, the tree withered up and died. The disciples were amazed. Little did the disciples know that Jesus had just taught them a very important lesson in faith. Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.'" I believe that Jesus was also teaching us that when we use our faith and believe, things have to fall in line with his word. I'll say it again. If we use our faith and believe, things have to fall in line with his word. Jesus spoke to the tree and it withered up and died. He didn't waver or doubt when he said it. He said it in total authority, knowing that his faith would accomplish just what he said it would do. Men and women of God, when we use our faith, we must cast away any inkling of doubt. If you believe that it will come to pass and it is in line with God's will for your life, all things are possible. If you need help with your faith, use God's word to encourage yourself. And always remember Mark 9, verse 23. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So, brothers and sisters, work your faith.
Now, the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 17, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Isn't that amazing that the Bible actually says that? The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. But it doesn't stop there. The Lord delivers them out of all their troubles. So what happens to the unrighteous when they cry out? Who hears them? Who delivers them out of all their troubles? From this passage of Scripture in Psalm 34, we should all be encouraged to pursue righteousness. Because when the day comes when it's your turn to cry out, if you have been pursuing righteousness, then the Lord will hear you and deliver you. God the Father has given his people the license to call upon him when troubles of life come. Notice how I said his people, God's people, those who pursue righteousness. And it's not to say that you're perfect, but it's to say that your desire has nothing to do with the world and everything to do with Jesus Christ. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. There is a condition for you to be heard by God. That condition is righteousness. Are you a righteous man? Are you a righteous woman? And I mean righteousness according to the word of God, not the self-righteousness which the Bible describes in Isaiah 64, verse 6, saying, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away." This is self-righteousness being described here. This is where you are righteous in your own eyes, not according to God's word, but according to the standards you've set. This isn't the type of righteousness we want or need. As believers, we ought to chase the type of righteousness that pleases God and rid ourselves from any trace of pride, arrogance, or self-righteousness. We are to chase after the righteousness of God that qualifies you and me to get God's attention. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Don't miss how the Bible says, "in him, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God." Are you in Christ? Are you in him? I ask these questions because there are people who are so in distress and so bothered saying, "Why does God never answer my prayers?" Well, once again, Psalms 34, verse 17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." And then 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So we've established a criteria for God to hear your cry. It's righteousness. And we've discovered the source of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. None of us can be righteous unless we are in Jesus Christ. Unless we are submitted to him, we can never achieve righteousness. Unless we are in love with Jesus, unless we are sold out for him, we can never achieve righteousness.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.